You know, I got a text from a friend last night, Josh, and welcome to the program. Got a text from a friend last night saying, man, it must be fun being a Penguins fan because every season this general manager goes for it. Your thoughts on the Zucker trade?
Yeah, great to be on with you guys. And I agree with that text from your fan, friend rather, that it's a good time always to be a Penguins fan when Jim Rutherford's at the helm because he has never held back in making trades that he feels like is going to improve this team. And I would even take that a step further by saying he's not stubborn either when he's made a trade that maybe hasn't worked out to try to find a quick solution, as he's done here in the last couple of years with moving on from Derek Brassard and now Alex Galchenyuk. But obviously a lot of excitement with the acquisition of Jason Zucker. This is a guy that brings every single thing the Penguins have wanted in an acquisition they can get at this stage of the season to their roster. He checks all the boxes with the speed, the scoring ability, the two-way game. From everything I've heard, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but from everything I heard, he's a well-liked guy on and off the ice. His King Clancy trophy would kind of dictate that from last season. So I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about how this guy will fit in Pittsburgh.
Now, the flip side to that coin, of course, Josh, as much as Jim Rutherford makes it exciting for the Pittsburgh Penguins, like the team, the fans, everybody, I kind of feel bad. Scouts are some of my best friends in the industry, and the Maytag repairmen out there for the Pittsburgh Penguins are the amateur scouts.
Yeah, they, you know, that's true. And I think Jim Rutherford has also not made any qualms about the fact that if he feels like there's an opportunity, Jeff, where he can make a trade and acquire a player like Zucker, he's not going to be hesitant to depart with these draft picks. And, you know, it's difficult. I've seen Kalen Addison play a handful of times here in development camp and prospect camp for the Penguins. And I think there is a lot of excitement about what this guy was going to bring to the table potentially a few years down the line. But, of course, that's the big part of that sentence, that it's a few years down the line, and the Penguins have a window now that they believe is pretty open with guys like Crosby and Malkin, obviously, in the fold, and you've added the significant players that have become big contributors in Jared McCann and Brian Rust, and obviously John Marino before his injury, and now you bring a guy like Zucker, and I think that the writing is clearly on the wall as to what the modus operandi here is. But yeah, it's difficult to depart with a first round pick. It's difficult to depart with a guy like Kalen Addison, who had a very strong World Juniors for Canada also. So I think that you know, you look at it both ways, but from the Penguins' perspective, with where the situation lies with the team right now, as Jim has said to me time and time again, the banners hang forever. So if they're able to get another one after this trade, I think people will remember it fondly.
So one thing that kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, and we've seen this here in Toronto with the coaching changes, you know, Sheldon Keefe came in and it improved, you know, player X's situation and players Y's situation. And everyone kind of forgets that this comes at the cost of someone else's ice time and someone else's opportunity. How do you see this changing the look of the Pittsburgh Penguins lineup and who's going to suffer at the hands of the changes?
Well, in my opinion, I think the big wild card here is Dominic Cahoon's status. He's coming off a concussion. I know he skated this morning. Penguins did not have a morning skate before they host the Lightning tonight. So sometimes that means that he's trending towards a return this evening. Sometimes that means he's just trying to get back into the swing of things. He hasn't had a full contact practice, so I would say it's more towards the latter in that situation. But I guess my point is if he's back, it really balances things out even further for the Penguins lineup. And I wouldn't be surprised to potentially see a guy like Jared McCann move back into a center iceman slot. Without him back, I think you're more likely to see McCann stay on the wing, therefore giving the Penguins an opportunity to put him potentially with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust. I think either Patrick Hornquist or Dominic Simone is going to be the winger that's up there with Crosby and Jason Zucker, because Mike Sullivan did say when he met the media about an hour ago here at PPG Paints Arena that they do hope that Zucker is going to be available for this game, and they will expect him most likely to start the game with Sidney Crosby. So I think that's how that'll shake out. You found a real nice combination for the Penguins in a trio of Zach Aston-Reese, Brandon Tanev, and Teddy Bluger that's been together basically the whole season and has supplied them with a lot of jam deeper in their lineup, some offense as well, as Tanev already has 11 goals, Bluger's with 8 on the year. So I think that group won't change. And then you look at deeper in the lineup, and that's been an issue here the last couple games, guys, for the Penguins. They haven't really been able to rely on a fourth line. if you want to call it that. I mean, Andrew Agostino's been up here from Wilkes-Barre. Anthony Angelo's been up in Pittsburgh from Wilkes-Barre. Alex Galchenyuk was down there a bit in that fourth line before he got dealt to Minnesota in this trade. So I think still trying to find some consistency on the deeper end part of their lineup. But, I mean, when you look at the top nine, especially with a healthy Cahoon, after a trade like this, it gives you a lot of reason for optimism.
Stewie.
Do you see Jim Rutherford being done dealing, or does he make another deal or two, especially after the injury to John Marino?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's another move to be made for Jim Rutherford. I was looking at our friends Cap Friendly today, who always keep me sounding smart when I talk about numbers, because otherwise that would not be possible. But it looks like the Penguins could make an acquisition of a guy who's making about $4.3 million with about $900,000 plus over the cap in their space still here the rest of the year. So, I mean, there's still room to be made, obviously, for a trade when you hear that kind of a number and you think about the players that are out there at those numbers or less. And I wouldn't put anything past Jim Rutherford. I do think, you know, these next couple of games, they only play two games this week, really. They play tonight here against Tampa Bay. Friday, Montreal is in town. So it's a bit of a gap. You get a couple practice days, which I feel like are probably pretty important. One, because you're now in the second half swing of the season, and those are few and far between. But two, because Zucker's now in the fold, and it's important to work him in and kind of get everything going on that front as well, too. So I do think this will be a big week as far as, you know, where Jim feels like the team is at on that front. But the Marino injury certainly makes there be a little bit more of a pressing need on the blue line. But there's also the aspect that maybe this is the opportunity for Justin Schultz to kind of step back in after dealing with some injuries this year that have set him back. He's back paired with Marcus Pettersson on that second defensive pairing for the Penguins. Should see some power play time, and we'll see where they go with that.
Josh and I have an event to get to, so this will be the last question. If Jake Guentzel doesn't get injured, does Jim Rutherford still make this deal?
You know what? I'm not so sure, because if you remember when Jake Guentzel got injured, he actually got hurt on his 20th goal of the season, and that was before the calendar turned to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So he was playing out of his mind. His numbers were off the charts. Him and Sidney Crosby were playing extremely well before Sid went down with the hernia, and then obviously coming back, they haven't had a chance really to get that together because Jake's been on the shelf. But I do not know if a trade like this goes down. I think maybe you're looking more at a depth acquisition,
right,
from the Penguins' perspective, just trying to space things out a little bit more down the lineup, as I mentioned, just because when you look at the players head-to-head, I mean, and Jim Rutherford said this himself, when Jake Guentzel went down, they needed to find a replacement for Jake Guentzel because he's not coming back until the very least in the postseason. So I do think that this is an opportunity for them to make a trade and fill a gap and a void that's left with the loss of Guentzel on the lineup.